The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
I bring to you a message from our evil robot overlord. He commands you to listen now to Matt and Maria on 46 and 2. Oh, did I say evil? I meant to say quite lovely.
And he is quite lovely, apparently. Thank you for joining us. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM with, as the assistant to the evil robot overlord said, Maria and Matt. Hi, Maria.
Hey, Maddie.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good week not working, luckily on holiday?
Last week of school holidays, yeah, it's been pretty good. It's been busy, you know, you come into the school holidays going, I've got no plans, nothing happening, and then it gets filled up quite rapidly. So back to Kura for a rest.
good. And yesterday was Anzac Day, so there was a lot of people not at work. So
and a lot of people at work that have taken yesterday and today off to have that extended 4-day weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was heading. Some people lucky enough to end up with a 4-dayer. If you've managed to do that, well done. Well done to you. Yeah. Applause. Now, this show, brought to you by Beggs Music Works, we play a bunch of rock and associated music. I try and squeeze in a bit of metal. Maria allows some of it. And, yeah, we talk a whole lot of, well, rubbish, really. I'm going to start the show off tonight with a band from Finland. Also during the show, we've got the Long Song, which is a bit of a regular thing we do. Good chance to run to the toilet or something, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if I say Wheel to you, Maria, what do you know?
I know nothing about the band Wheel.
Okay.
I don't really know anything.
Nice. They're a band I've listened to for a while.
They're really good.
Yeah, they are really good. I've been listening to them and I thought they had one album and a couple of EPs. Turns out they've got two albums. So it's amazing when you discover that a band you like has another album that you haven't heard. But they've also got some new music coming out. Because they must have a new album coming up. So anyway, from an album yet to be released called Porcelain, here is the Finnish band called Wheel with a song called Empire.
Once again into the fire.
Did you like that, Maria? That's totally sends all the little tingly bits tingling for me. That's sort of that's right in, what do they say, in my wheelhouse.
Prog metal, not really my genre, but I didn't mind that. Just reading a little article about them, and it's called "Keeping It Wheel." Love it. Anyway, what does it say? 2017, the band has released 3 EPs and 2 albums, and their third one, which you were talking about, Charismatic, that's how you say it, Leaders.
Right.
Because I'm a little bit verbally dyslexic or something, I think. May 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, what? We'll come out on May 3rd. Empire, the first single.
Yes, that song was Empire. Ooh. Yes.
The band has extensive touring plans in Australia.
Yes, they are playing tonight, Friday, April 26th, in Sydney, Australia, at the Manning Bar, supporting Caligula's Horse. Now, Caligula's Horse, of course, are playing at the Rock Monsters.
July, is it here?
July. We've got tickets and we don't even know when is it. Somewhere around there.
June, July, one of those months. It's one of those J months.
It's
going
to be
January.
Cold in Christchurch when we go there to see Caligula's Horse, along with bands like Beast Wars and wonderful Pull Down the Sun.
You'll have your friend Adam to snuggle up to. He'll keep you warm.
He will keep me warm. Yeah, and they played last night at Max Watts in Melbourne. They're playing Saturday night in, where are they? Brisbane. So if you're in Australia and you're listening, and then they jump over to Orlando, USA on May 2nd. And Richmond, they're playing Richmond Saturday, May 4th. But unfortunately, it's Richmond in the USA, not Richmond just around
Nelson,
the corner from us.
7025 postcode, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I do like Wheel, a bunch of good Finnish musicians.
I like them. I like that, Matt.
Oh, good. All right. There's my quest to find them on vinyl. Thank you. Permission granted.
I don't know about a whole album. You know, one song, we can do that.
Yeah. All right. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for joining us. We're broadcasting out of the Nelson Studio. Where is the Nelson Studio, Maria?
Oh, the Nelson Studio is located in Founders Heritage Park. If you get to the cafe, you've gone too far, come back. But yeah, the cafe bar, you've gone too far, come back. Yeah. Beautiful place. So also studios in Motueka and Golden Bay.
That is true. All right, I'm going to play another bit of a rocker right now. A bit of Metal Health. Time to bang your head, Maria. Here's some Quiet Riot.
We'll be right back.
Quiet Riot with Mental Health Bang Your Head. Did you bang it, Maria?
Yeah, against the wall. I know Uncle Millsy would love that. Not my kind of cup of tea.
I'm going to play something more in your, probably floating around in your cup of tea in just a second, because... yeah, well, of course, we've been seeing a lot online about the whole Maynard's 60th birthday gigs and all that, and the Toolies joined him for their gig in LA the other night, which they performed Anima at, I think blew quite a few people away. I'm sure a few of the Pussifer fans who aren't really Tool fans, and there are some of them out there, would have been a little bit like, oh, what? How come these guys turned up?
I know.
But yeah, it was good in Anima, the song about LA being flushed away into the sea when there's a massive earthquake. So it was very, very fitting.
Wouldn't that just be amazing? Like the Sesantana thing, it's pretty huge, you know? Like, I mean, they've got quite a few dates that they're touring. It's pretty endless, really. And it's quite a big contingent.
Three bands plus hanger-oners.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sounds like they've been having lots of fun, and there's heaps and heaps of good feedback about the fact that the three bands all enjoying time on stage. The version of Anima that they did the other night had Les Claypool from Primus sharing vocal duty, which was quite cool.
And something else interesting I read about that is normally when Maynard is singing in the band Tool, he's usually in the background. He's like in the depths of the darkness and you can't really see him. But for this gig, he stayed centre stage.
Yeah, right up front. And I think for the first time ever, the bass player was on, from the crowd's point of view, stage left. Usually he's stage right, which, you know, something a little bit different. I think people were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And when you get a band like Tool where everything is heavily managed and, you know, everything goes with the visuals and everything, for them to be doing something different was pretty damn cool. But anyway, from the What Is, which was a Pussifer live album that came out in 2013. I chucked this on the record player the other night and I thought, oh man, this is a good album. I'm going to play something off it for Maria. So for you, Maria, for you.
Thanks, Matt.
It's a song we have played before. It is Man Overboard. I don't know if we've played this live version though. So here we go, Man Overboard.
It's kind of one of my favourites off that album.
Alrighty.
Conditions.
Here you go.
Thanks, Matt.
No worries. This is 46 and 2. Thanks to Beggs Music Works, coming to you on Fresh FM, Radio Southland, Free FM, and the whole damn internet.
Scour the morning, she'd have seen the warning. Captain to the seamen, man your battle stations, Poseidon's on a mission. About to turn it up to 11.
Come the gales, man, the sails,
by order of our evil robot overlord. This is 46-2, thanks to the humans at Beggs Music Works, Harney Street, Nelson. Throw your goats up.
Decided to slip in another one there. That is the title track from the Conditions of My Parole Pussifer album, once again off the What Is Pussifer Live album that came out in 2013.
Man, it seems a long time ago, doesn't it?
I know. I remember buying the record. Like 11 years? Woo.
Crazy. I'll tell you what, Matt Mitchell, he's pretty cool, isn't he?
He is. He looks a little bit like Darren Ludlow, but Southlanders will know Darren Ludlow. They look very, very similar.
Hey, they do.
Hey, Darren. Radio Southland.
They do. Darren, don't go to the States, man. You'll be mugged. Oh, well, anywhere. Yeah. Anywhere. Mm-hmm. He's worldwide famous, really, isn't he, old Mr. Ludlow?
Yeah. So, Maria, what are your thoughts on the show so far?
Ah, pretty good, Manny. You know, okay. Yeah. Right. Getting better as it goes along. Yeah, what do you got up for us next?
Well, the other night I got given a record. Oh.
You did.
I did. And I'm not going to play something off that. It reminded me of another record. But it was Life in the Fat Lane, which was one of the Fat Records, or Fat Rec Records. I think they were Fat Records. They came out compilations sort of through the 90s, that sort of California punky sort of sound. But it reminded me of an album I used to listen to a lot that I got lying around on CD. So anyway, got Survival of the Fattest on CD. And I thought there was a great... autumny song on that, a cover of California Dreaming, and I thought, what a beautiful song to play on a beautiful autumn evening. So here you go, this is High Standard with California Dreaming.
I look forward to hearing this, Matt.
She's saying that with a shaking head. Oh, no. All right, here we go. Japanese punk band High Standard. I like that cover of California Dreaming. They're a punk rock band formed in 1991. We did a video once. I was part of a media course, and that was one of the major songs that supported our video called Return of the Leafing Dead, which was about a dog that escaped from a nuclear power plant that was radioactive, and it peed on a pile of leaves and the leaves turned into radioactive monster killer things. It was really quite silly, but it had an awesome soundtrack. That's what I've got to say.
Oh my lord.
I've got it on a videotape somewhere. I'm going to have to dig it out sometime. That's and crazy. See if I can find it and digitize it, because the world needs to see that movie.
I'm sure they do, Maddie. Originally by the Mama and Papas, eh?
Yeah.
Way back in 1965.
Yeah.
Beach Boys did a cover, 1986. It's been covered by numerous artists. DJ Cam, Jose Feliciano.
Oh.
We just made that up. I don't even know if that has it, how they say that. But what I was going to say was Meatloaf did a cover of that. Terrible, terrible, terrible cover.
Meatloaf, he's pretty hit and miss, especially recently. His voice, him and Axl, imagine putting them, and maybe Vince Neil, throw the three of them in and get them to do a live a cappella gig. Ooh. Yeah.
Tickets, free. Anyway.
Anyway, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us this evening. We broadcast across the top of the south from Radio Fresh FM.
Fresh FM, coming to you from Founders Heritage Park in Nelson.
Yes, and Radio Southland Invercargill on a Saturday night, and Free FM in Hamilton on a Monday. So, thanks for joining us.
Do they know what they've got themselves in for?
I don't know.
They must.
One would assume. It's time now, I've decided, for the long song. Now, Maria, if you need to go for a half marathon run or something, you might want to do this now. I'm not sure what you think of the band Porcupine Tree.
I'll tell you what, Maddie. I don't know. I think that they could be growing on me. Not physically growing on me, but they're getting better. Some of their stuff I like. After about 30 minutes, I don't. But, Porcupine Tree. Yeah, prog.
Kind of prog sort of rock. So I'm going to play the long song I was going to play is off their live album Fear of a Blank Planet, but it does go for 17 and a half, no, nearly 18 minutes. And I just thought, no, Maria is never going to survive that. So.
I probably wouldn't, Maddie. No. Thank you. And, you know, that's our whole show over if you do that. Just
yeah.
about.
Yeah. So instead, I'm going to go with a track by them called Arriving Somewhere But Not Here. Now, it's not super, super rocky.
That's my story. Isn't it, Matt? On a Friday.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that one, but yeah, I'll say yeah.
You know.
Ah, look.
Fridays are really tricky for me. Sometimes I get here at 5 and then other times it's like 5 to 6.
Yeah, no, that is right. All right, well, this is a song off that album. It is, the album's called Deadwing. The track is called Arriving Somewhere But Not Here. It is by Porcupine Tree. It is the long song for the evening. I hope you survive it. I mean, enjoy it.
All of my dreams sacrificed.
Their band has a career spanning like 40 years or something. That is Porcupine Tree, English rock band formed by a musician called Stephen Wilson. Crazy. 20 something. We're in 2024, 1987. Yeah, that's a long time. It's too much maths for me to do on a Friday night.
Way too much.
Yeah. But they were named by various publications like Classic Rock and Pop Matters as the most important band you've never heard of. I've heard of them. I want to own them more. I've got a few of their albums. Some of them fetch a pretty penny nowadays as well. So if you've got any Porcupine Tree lying around, treat it with care, love and affection. I got a soft spot for them. Wheel, the album I kicked the show off this evening, does remind me quite a bit of Porcupine Tree, just slightly nastier, slightly heavier sounding, but they have very, very similar vocal styles at times. Yeah, and Stephen Wilson, he's one of these guys who I have to say defies his age. He was born way back in, come on, internet, don't let me down. It's going to let me down.
He was 1973.
Yeah, back a long time ago. 1967, but you see him, and he looks like he's still probably in his early 40s, even though he's like late 50s by now. Anyway, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us this Friday evening. Hope your show is going okay. Hope you made it through the long song. Now Maria's got a song, and it's not quite so long.
I do have a song, and it is from a band called Alice in Chains. It's off, I know, it's off their album Dirt, which was released in 1992. It was their last album, Maddie, with all four original band members, as Mike Starr was fired just pre their tour to support the album. It spawned five singles, which I think, well, we like them all. Them Bones, which is pretty cool. Angry Chair, Rooster, and Down in a Hole. And every time, I hate to say it, but every time I see guys working on the road, and that's all I can think of is a song, Down in a Hole, and I just want to yell it out to them, but I don't because I'm not that rude. Yeah. But I'd love to. I think I might one day.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
they'll be like, what?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, the other single that was released from that is a track called Wood, which I would like to play. And it's written by guitarist vocalist Jerry Cantrell as a tribute to his friend. Yep.
Silent R.
Who?
Jerry Cantrell.
Ah, Jerry Cantrell. What did I say?
Cantrell, but that's right. He probably can tell.
Well, he probably can tell that I'm a bit verbally dyslexic, and I work with your children. But it's a tribute to his friend Andrew Wood, the lead vocalist of Mother Love Bone, who we have also played on the show before. He passed away in 1990. So here it is for your listening pleasure. Wood from Alice in Chains off their 1992 album, I think I said, Dirt.
Thank you.
That is a killer track, Maria. Well picked. I seem to recall Scotty, a mate of ours from years back, liked that song but hated the rest of Alice in Chains. Ah, poor boy, poor boy.
Yeah,
Wood from the Dirt album. Absolutely killer album that came out in the early 90s. Recommend so much. Maria, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Did you know that?
I think I did. Thanks, Beggs, for supporting us.
Yeah, Beggs Music Works, Hardy Street, Nelson, a good team of people who get behind the show every week. So thank you, Beggs. And thank you, too, for listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Podcasts of this show and others can be found through our website, freshfm.net.
Mm.
Go there, have a little look around.
Yeah. Now, we're kind of running out of time. Like Maria says, you know, freshfm.net, you can get previous editions of this radio show and all the other radio shows created in the top of the South by people who have a passion for doing something, like the guys up following this show, if you were listening live on a Friday night, which is the crew from Rad Bad Films. They always have a really interesting and entertaining take on films that people would consider bad. All right, Maria, you now have the power to take us out with the last song of the evening. Use it well. Use it wisely.
I'm choosing a track from my other boyfriend, Trent Reznor. It's
which other? Oh, that other boyfriend.
That other boyfriend, not Paige. Sorry, Paige, you're there, up there as well. But Trent, it is off
his. What about the guy out of Dillinger Escape Plan?
Oh yeah, well.
You've broken up with him. All right, carry on.
Anyway. God, now I'm all flustered. It's off the album The Downward Spiral, which came out in 1994. It's a concept album detailing the destruction of a man from the beginning of his downward spiral to his suicidal breaking point. It had pretty good commercial success. It spawned a couple of singles, March of the Pigs, which is a goodie, and Closer, which is one of my funeral songs, probably much to the disgust of my funeral goers.
Yeah, they'll be challenged by that one.
They will be challenged by that one. Give it a listen. We can't play it on air because it's got a little bit of swearing in it.
And we never play bad swearing words.
We never swear at all because it's French. But it also has the singles Piggy, which is a good one, and Hurt, which Johnny Cash did a cover of. And Trent Reznor has been known to say that Johnny Cash sang it as he intended the song to be sang. Anyway, the track chosen is called The Becoming.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.